description. No, they must have gotten in somehow. Maybe someone let him in. Ula was watching Shigar, who had developed a new tactic against the hexes. When one of them fired up its driver, he hurried in low, under the blue firing limbs. In close, they were more vulnerable, and he managed to get a couple of good stabs at the body of one of them. It was listing badly to one side, and two of its limbs no longer worked at all.
"That Sith girl is still alive," said Jet, nudging him with an elbow.
Ula glanced across the battlefield and found to his surprise that this was true. She was rising sluggishly to her hands and knees, shaking her head with a furious expression. Her hair danced like liquid flames. She looked to Ula as though she had been woken from a powerfully unhappy dream.
"They make him tough on Korriban," said Jet with grim admiration.
The girl was on her feet now. The moment her lightsaber activated, the hexes noticed her. 14 streams of energy pulses converged, and Ula had time enough to feel sorry for her before she vanished into a glowing sphere of light. With a boom, the laser cannon fired, spearing the 8-legged hex through the midriff. It flailed on its back, screaming piercingly. The two remaining hexes directed their pulses at the cannon's shield, turning it bright red. Ula was staring at the Sith girl. Amazingly, she hadn't died in the concentrated attack. Even more amazingly, she was still standing, looking angrier than ever.
"Whose authority do you recognize?"
she shouted, lurching headlong into the battle.
"Whose authority do you recognize?"
The pitch of her fury was so high that part of Ula actually felt sorry for the hexes as she landed among them and started swinging. Chapter 17. Axe dreamed of a world much larger than normal, where everything seemed strange and mutable and full of threat. She was prone to getting confused, even though she tried very hard to keep up. When she made a mistake, people shouted at her, giant people with terrifying voices. It hurt her to be yelled at. She covered her ears with her hands and tried to run. The voices followed her everywhere, shrieking her name.
"Cinzia! Cinzia!"
She awoke with a start in the middle of a firefight and couldn't for a moment remember who or where she was. Every cell of her body hurt. Someone was screaming, not her. It was the screaming that had woken her. Only on awakening did it become clear that the voice wasn't coming from a human throat. She remembered. Hutta, the vault. Lima Zandret. Her muscles burned as she willed them into action. Raising her head was like lifting a mountain of pain. She felt a scream of her own boiling inside her. A scream of rage and despair and fear. Containing it hurt her, but at the same time, it gave her strength. She needed every ounce of strength she could muster to survive the next few seconds. Out of everyone in the security airlock, the 6-legged droid things had targeted her first of all.
"We do not recognize your authority."
She, however, recognized their defiance. It was the same offered by the crew of the Cinzia when they had been confronted by the smuggler. But whose authority did they recognize? There had to be something or someone behind their murderous natures. Axe raised herself to her knees, and from there, with a supreme effort of will, to her feet. The world swayed around her, but the scream was intact and growing. The dark side swelled inside her. The creatures from the vault saw her, and